This is 91.3 KUAF, your public radio station. May is usually a busy month for John Two Hawks, a musician and songwriter in Eureka Springs with a global fan base. May 2018 is no different. He's just released his 27th album, a joint project with guitarist Van Adams, titled Peace. Sunday afternoon, he'll present his 13th annual Mother's Day concert at The Odd in downtown Eureka. And last week, John Two Hawks came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio and brought a copy of the new CD with him. He says the decision to name his project Peace, at a time when the country seems as divided as it's been for decades, wasn't a coincidence.
I feel a need to create a musical project that speaks to what people need right now in this time, in this current environment that we're living in, and where there's just such a lack of peace. And I think that people are really responding to it. It's just been incredible. We've received letters from people and emails and messages from folks who have been fans of my music for years and have never written a letter about any of the albums in the past, but they're writing about this one. And it's so I think, you know, her timing couldn't be better.
John Two Hawks also says the simple title wasn't his idea, but that of Peggy Hill, music producer and founder of John's label, Circle Studios Records. When John Two Hawks visited our studio this week, and we were joined on the phone by Van Adams, he told us that he carried the concept of peace into the studio when he and Van began putting the record together.
I always jokingly tell people that I'm a little bit of a mad scientist when I go down into my studio. It's kind of, you know, I'm just sort of in the zone of creating music. And really on a lot of the albums, most of the albums previous to this, there has been those moments of, you know, kind of creative madness, if you will, in the studio. But not with this. It was incredible when Van and I sat down with Peggy to talk about what she wanted out of this music. It was made very clear to both Van and I, and Van and I talked about it extensively together from a musical standpoint, that we were going to do something different. That we wanted the compositions that he created with the guitar to be not what we had done previously together, to be created in such a way that there's not as much dynamic wave musically, that we would create it so that it would draw the listener into this space of sort of zen, this sort of space of peace and meditation and tranquility. And so when he created his guitar compositions, it was kind of funny. He'd drop me a note and he'd say, okay, I got four more. And he said it was just coming so easily to him. And we would joke in the studio when he'd play the guitar parts. I said, boy, this thing really needs some flute, because without it, I think I'd doze off, you know, and fall asleep sitting right here, you know. And then when I went to record the flute parts, it was really almost effortless. I really, once I found, you know, once we figured out which flutes were going to be on what songs and whatnot, when I got ready to record, really what I played was what ended up on the album, the first take. I mean, it was so unbelievably effortless. There was none of this sort of studio madness that I mentioned earlier. It was just easy.
What's it like when you've worked on parts and then it all does come together? What's that reveal like?
Oh, it's just kind of amazing, really. The moment when we kind of have everything sort of in the can as far as the recording, before we get into mastering and mixing and all that, when we all kind of sit in the studio and just kind of play through everything, we were all in the studio together at that moment, and it was just to sit there. You know, Van usually sits on the floor and just kind of just closes his eyes and just gets into it. And over and over and over, we both just kept saying, wow, I mean, what just happened here? I mean, it's just one flute and one guitar, but the sum of the two parts made something more it was just kind of amazing to experience that, you know.
John has a good point there. It's he puts it into words better than I do. I have played on many albums with John, and we've done countless songs together, but there's always other instruments in it, and even the songs that we did do were just a guitar and a flute. There was something about this album that it just complemented each other so well. It's hard to explain. It was just an amazing process.
Were you thinking about, Van, the word peace as you were putting some of this together?
More like tranquility. When me and John played again in the studio, it's always magic, but this one was, I don't think I really peace came to mind until after I heard it all together. Then it was like, yeah, this is what people need to listen to. This is peace.
The day the Peace CD was released was not quite peaceful for John and his team. He says almost immediately a crash of his website meant people couldn't order the album.
So everything went haywire. The button wasn't working, and it was, like I said, it was very stressful. And so it all got ironed out pretty shortly, and everything was going, you know, then the orders were coming and everything was good. We weren't getting any more messages from people saying they couldn't order. And Peggy said, you know, I'm kind of stressed out. Let's take a ride in the car and put on the Peace CD and see if it works. And, you know, it worked. I was a little skeptical. I thought, okay, we'll see how this goes. But we took a little drive, and I'm telling you, we weren't three songs into that thing, and we were just like, whew. It was amazing. It really did the trick. I was surprised. I mean, you wouldn't think, you know, it's your music, you created it. You wouldn't think you'd have that kind of response to your own music, but it really worked.
Do you think that's a little bit different because there was someone else involved? I mean, if this had been just a solo project, it'd be a little bit harder to pull away.
Yeah, I would say that's true. Yeah, definitely. Having it be a 50-50 deal where it's the guitar and the flute, and they're sharing equal space. It's not all you. It's a team effort, and so it takes a little bit of the pressure off you, and you're not really thinking as much about yourself. You know, a lot of time I'm listening to the album, I'm really kind of paying attention to what Van's doing. You know, it's kind of cool. You know,
Van, what is there anything a guitarist has to think about when working with a Native American flute? Is it a different than working with a different instrument?
With John, no, because I've worked with John for so long now, at least 10 years, that I know whatever I compose and whatever I write, and it doesn't matter what I play. I could play a heavy metal song. John would come behind me with a flute and make it work. He just follows me, and so I really am more, what's the word? I have more freedom than John actually does because I can do what I want to do, and he will come behind me, and he makes it work. It doesn't matter what I play. He's going to play something over it that's going to fit the song.
So how did that work for you, John? Did you first hear the composition and then kind of go with intuition what might sound with it?
Yes. Van shows up. Usually when we do compositions together, it works this way. Van shows up with an idea, and he'll play it. He'll play it through, and I'll run through my studio and kind of find a flute that feels like it's right. And right, Van's witnessed that madness many times, and sometimes you'll find three flutes that will work, but really only one is the right one. And so I keep messing with it until I figure out, yeah, that's it. This is the flute. But when it starts off with what Van composes, and then that's interesting input that Van just shared there. I don't think we've ever talked about that, you know, and. it's really it, there is some truth to that. I have to follow what Van does, because the guitar comes first. The flute is sort of dancing on top of what Van has composed, you know. So Van kind of has a lot of liberty there. And it's, to me, for me as a flautist, it's a privilege to be able to put my flutes to what he composes, because it's just, he does things musically that are not simple. He creates wonderfully complex and deceptively simple compositions. And his timing, he doesn't do always four-step timing. He does variations on different counts. And it's just, I mean, so you've got to really pay attention when you're playing to know where Van's going. But I've played with him, like he said, I've played with him so long now, I kind of know where he's going to go. And then what you said, Kyle, the intuition about it, that's what's really only come really since 2013 when I did the Horse Spirit album, was when I sort of hit my stride with that. And I was able to sort of hear what I wanted to play and just play it. And it's ever since the Horse Spirit album, I just sort of hit my stride at that moment. And man, this album was an exemplary example of that.
Quickly, I want to ask John about the Mother's Day concert. Now, you've done 27 CDs. How many Mother's Day concerts have you done?
I think it's the 12th annual, maybe 13th, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
This will take place at the Odd.
Yes.
It'll be on Mother's Day.
Yep.
Specifically.
Yep.
I mean, it's not random that you've done Mother's Day a dozen years in a row.
True. That's
what,
true.
What? Why do you like Mother's Day for the concert?
Well, I lost my mother when she was 51. And so it, for me personally, it's a way to honor her, to remember her. She had a troubled life and died way too young. And, you know, was addicted to substances and just had a lot of problems. And so I had such an experience with her passing that was so powerful. I was in England. I was actually on tour when she died, and I didn't even make it home for her funeral. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a way for me to sort of make that right, to make peace with that. And to not only honor her, but to honor my mother-in-law, who you know, is as much a mom to me as my own mother was, and in some ways more. And all mothers, you know, to me, as a Lakota person, our respect for our grandmothers and our mothers and our aunties is you know, just, you know, we have a high degree of respect for those, for the women in our culture. And so it's a way to kind of tie all that together in a braid and to honor women. And this year especially, we're really pouring it out, honoring all women. Because of the, you know, what's going on with
Me Too movement,
yes,
and yeah,
all of that, and so that's why we have two special artists they're both women. They're going to perform, and we're going to really showcase them a lot. It's going to be so. It's always something special at the Mother's Day show.
Catherine Reed,
yes, absolutely,
who many people
yes.
know of, and
yes,
she's been a pivotal force for some time.
Absolutely, and she's phenomenal, and I. Honored to call her a friend, and so she's gonna perform with me, and it's fantastic. I'm looking forward to her being there.
And Madison, who is young,
yeah, she just joined the Circle Studios Records roster. She's 17 years old.
I call that young.
Yeah, she's a singer-songwriter phenomenon. Actually, grew up just north of Little Rock, Arkansas, and the kid is just got accepted in the Berklee College of Music. She's a phenomenon, and her debut album that we produced in Circle Studios Records is just coming out right now. It's available on iTunes and Spotify and all that, and the CDs just came in, but she's gonna perform, and so it's gonna be kind of her debut, big kind of, you know, here I am, you know, kind of performance for her. So I'm excited about that, too.
So that'll be at the Odd. It's Mother's Day, May 13th, beginning at 2. You can find out more at johntwohawks.com. All right, so I promise I had one last question, because, Van,
sure.
You brought up the possibility that if you ever played heavy metal guitar, you knew that John could come in behind. What are the odds that the next CD, the 28th, is going to be called Loud John Twohawks with Van Adams?
I wouldn't put it past us, the stuff that we come up with. We've discussed several, you know, music ventures to go into.
For sure.
We have actually done an album before in 2008 called The Badlanders, where I always tell people that if You don't like the first song, go to the next song.
It'll
you
be different.
Like that song, go to the next song. It's all different. So yeah. We have stuff still on his board in his studio that the public hasn't seen yet, where you'd be like, wow, there's actually some blues stuff that we have out there that nobody's heard.
Well, the latest is titled Peace, John Two Hawks with Van Adams. JohnTwoHawks.com, best place to go.
Yes, indeed.
All right. And then the Mother's Day concert is Sunday, May 13th at 2 o'clock at the Odd in Eureka Springs. Van, thanks for calling in.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Stop by the station sometime in person.
Okay, I sure will.
Bring your guitar. All right. John, as always, thank you.
Yes, thanks, Kyle. Thank you, Van.
The new CD from John Two Hawks and Van Adams is titled Peace and is available now. John's Mother's Day concert, the 13th annual, is Sunday afternoon beginning at 2 at the Odd in downtown Eureka Springs. You can learn more at johntwohawks.com.